something for everyone on your favorite learning station. This is Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're tuned into the Waves of Radio Islam International. And if you've just joined us, a very warm welcome to you. Whether you're listening in via medium wave 1548 free to air satellite decoder, DSTV's audio bouquet, channel 826, or even audio streaming on the website www.radioislam.co.za. My name is Tafel Patel, and inshallah, I will be keeping you company up until 12 for today. It's oftentimes easier for us to love others or appreciate others than it is to do for ourselves. But self-acceptance is an important part to developing healthy relationships with others and also recognizing our own self-worth. It helps us. It motivates us. It keeps us positive along the way. And sometimes that is something that we have to do, because if we don't have confidence in ourselves for the most part, we tend to shy away from certain experiences or opportunities that may present themselves to us. We've got to improve our own inner voice sometimes. We are our own harshest critics for the most part, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fashioned us in the most beautiful of forms, and that is something that at minimum we ought to appreciate. So improve our inner voice. Know that we have certain negative beliefs or ideas about ourselves, and that is something that we need to work. Sometimes it stems from people who are outside and we value their opinion, or we just listen to what they say. It may not always be true. It may not always be constructive. We've got to identify what it is and overcome these negative beliefs. You may hear things about how people say, oh, you can't do this properly, or can't do anything properly, or can't do this, that, or the other. We've got to realize that that cannot be true, that we are capable of certain things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to achieve certain things, to be adept, perhaps, in certain environments, and to be able to do certain things for ourselves. The other thing is that we hold ourselves to a particular standard, and that's oftentimes what we do. We try and strive for perfectionism. We have the trouble to accept anything less than the ideal from ourselves. And we put aside the different factors that surround us or the circumstances that we are in and still force ourselves to do more. Sometimes we've got to stop that line of thinking and focus on the effort that is required for certain things, work towards that goal, and then apply that effort without expecting the utmost or without expecting the best or the most. We shouldn't look at the final product. We shouldn't look at how things turned out, how I handled the situation, how I did this particular thing, how I approached this particular thing and how it turned out. But rather, look at the effort that you put behind that. You know what? It was difficult. The day was long. I was tired. This, that, and the other happened. I had so many other things to achieve. Realize that in everything, we're going to give it our all. But the outcomes are only what they are ever meant to be. And that we can't do much about it. As long as we have given it our all. Yes, if you are slacking, if you are letting yourself go, perhaps, then you need to amp up a little bit. But for the most part, if you know you've given it your all, don't hold yourself accountable for things that you could never control. We have a negative filter. And we focus so much on just the negatives. And especially in the past year or so, we know how much has actually happened. And we keep looking towards that constantly, that, oh no, this is so bad. Oh no, we can't do this. Oh no, we can't do that. If we excessively focus on these negative or less favorable events in our lives, it makes us just disproportionately upset at nothing. And if we find ourselves complaining about everything and that it's so bad and it's so difficult, we need to find evidence to the contrary. It's unlikely that everything is bad in our lives. We've got to look towards the positives. We've got to look for the silver lining, the light at the end of every tunnel. And if we keep looking at just the negative, it does impact us and we feel it after a while. We've got to look for the positive outcome in every moment. And the ideal is to know that everything has a reason. Everything is part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan for us. It is our fate. And ultimately, we either learn from it, we grow from it, we strengthen from it, despite how bad everything may seem. For every thing that we deem as bad, there could be a blessing in disguise, but we can only find it if we really look for it. We tend to also call ourselves names, and it reduces ourselves. Why? Because we focus on a single element, on things that we perhaps don't like, and we say such things about ourselves. Things like, I'm a failure, perhaps because the job that you were doing didn't go as planned. But rather, motivate yourself accordingly. So say it's something about work. Say that it didn't go well, but I can use this experience to better myself the next time. Don't think of yourself or don't consider yourself as a failure. Don't call yourself names purely because That is something that we do to ourselves that brings us down more than anything else, because we start believing it. It's about negating those negative thoughts that we have about ourselves, or those negative connotations that we hold to ourselves. If we continuously do that, we start exuding those kinds of behaviors. We lack then the drive and effort that we need to give to other things. So we don't better ourselves then, but rather we become complacent in the fact that, okay, I'm not good at this, I'm not good enough for this, I don't look like this, I don't look like that, I don't manage with this, that, or the other. And we just leave it at that. We don't use the experiences that we have encountered, the mistakes that we made along the way. We never use them to our betterment, which is what we ought to do. Rather motivate yourself and say, okay, I messed up here a little bit, but I know now better. Remember that in everything, we are given the opportunity for the next time. So at that particular time, that venture, that endeavor, whatever you may have been busy with, it may not go according to plan, but remember that for the next time, you've picked up the ideas that you need. Think of anything for that matter, anything that was designed by human beings, a computer, a phone, a table for that matter, a door. There's always a mistake somewhere along the way. The first attempt is never perfect, but it makes you realize that, okay, the measurements were wrong. Next time I cut this, I need to lengthen it a bit, to shorten it a little bit, to curve it a bit, or whatever it may be. Understand that refinement is a continuous process. You don't just give up and say, okay, you know what, I'm never... If that were to happen, honestly, a lot of the things that we have around us, electricity for that matter, the light bulb, the vehicles that we drive, would never have been made. Because people would just give up all the time and say, nah, you know what, I can't do this. It's too complex and I'm just going to leave it. I messed up the first time. But it was the continuity of picking up from where we had erred, from where we had made mistakes, miscalculated, taken the wrong path, the wrong approach, and corrected it. And that's how we have so much resilience around us. And that's how we have all the things that we have at our disposal that the mind has sort of worked towards. We have to understand that not everything is just going to happen overnight. Mistakes are the most natural, normal thing. We are not bound to be flawless. We are not supposed to be. So don't hold yourself towards that standard. We also have the ability, and it's unfortunate sometimes, that we assume that the worst can happen in everything. It's easy to fall into assumption that the very worst outcome will happen in every situation. But we need to be a bit more realistic. We've got to change our inner thoughts to something a bit more truthful so we can avoid the generalization or exaggerate the fact that a company is assuming the worst. We always think that, okay, I'm trying this out. Ah, it's just going to go, you know, all pear-shaped. Nothing good is going to come out of it. We can't keep thinking like that. We've got to be realistic and think that, okay, I've done this, that, and the other. This is, inshallah, how it will go. And turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance in everything. And if you have Him on your side, you shouldn't be feeling hopeless. We should rather be filled with hope because we have the Creator of everything on our side. We're turning to Him constantly. We're beseeching Him for His help. That is how we should maintain positivity at all times. But be realistic as well. We know our abilities and we should get in touch with them. We should know what we're capable of. We should know about the systems that surround us and how they may influence certain things. Be a bit more realistic, but don't just think that everything is just going to go pear-shaped. Everything is just going to go wrong. It's about rewriting our internal script. We realize that we think negatively. We acknowledge that feeling. We identify the source of it. And then we have to make a new statement. We have to rewrite, revision what's going on in our minds as something a bit more positive. If you forgot to say do something, you'll think to yourself, like, it was such a stupid move. How could I have done that? But rather, think to yourself and say that, okay, I feel like that right now because I forgot something. But, I mean, we always forget things. Think to yourself that, you know, it's just a human mistake and you'll correct it along the way. And it's something that you can now work on. You eventually remembered and it's something that you can correct. We need to stop just bashing ourselves for no reason whatsoever. Yes, sometimes we have to have difficult conversations with ourselves. It's not to say that we accept everything. We do have flaws and we should acknowledge that. And we should look at points where we can better ourselves and grow as individuals and aspire to be better individuals. But for the most part, for the little errors, for the things that are and should definitely be excusable, we can't keep holding ourselves accountable. We can't keep thinking as if though it's the end of the world. Why? Because then we feel less motivated to do more. We start missing out on the things that we ought to supposed to enjoy or ought to supposed to exert our best efforts in. We've got to exercise a bit of self-love at times. We need to think about the positive attributes that we have that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And it's difficult because sometimes we habitually think negatively of ourselves. But at least try and find one positive thing. Even if it's just, you know, at the start of your week, find one positive thing, focus on that. Say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the ability to do A. And think about that. Make it specific. Think of perhaps a very specific thing, not too general and like, okay, you know, sometimes I can be a good person in this way or whatever. Think about something specific that, say, for example, you're in business and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the ability to conduct it very well. Think of that attribute. Knowing that you're grateful for it because it is a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a ni'mah, and keep that in your mind. Keep it in your list and reflect on that list to say that despite some of the times where I feel negative about myself, these are all of the beautiful or good things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. Or these are the good things that are part of my life. Or these are the things that Allah has given me the ability to achieve or the ability to do. We need to start gifting ourselves as well. We can't keep feeling guilty for spending time. And we need to think about how we need to reflect on ourselves and our own lives. It's important to give ourselves that time and that permission for a bit of self-love. And if we do so, we'll definitely have more quality time to help others. Why? Because we won't feel as if, you know what, I can't do anything. How am I going to reach out to this person? How am I going to help this person? Everything I do doesn't ever go, you know, the way I want it to. It doesn't go the way it should and all of that. We're going to start moving away from achieving, and not just for ourselves, but for those around us as well. We'll never be able to assimilate into good relationships, into society, into our communities effectively. We'll never be able to be the contributors as believers that we ought to be if we don't have that appreciation for all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done for us, all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, not just the tangible or the physical bounties that we see around us, but also internally, the kind of things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to do. We've got to celebrate a bit about ourselves and reward ourselves. Remember, this should never come to the extent of pride and arrogance, but the appreciation, knowing at the back of our minds where it comes from, that Allah has given us these perhaps talents, if you consider it that, or abilities. And think about all of the effort that we also do put in. Remember that we must tie our camels and we put our effort and we try our best. And we need to reward ourselves. It doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, you take a holiday every now and again because you feel so good about all of the things that you're doing. But little things, you know, give yourself an hour to just chill. Give yourself some time to get involved with the things that you enjoy doing. Something that you've been looking for a while, a new gadget, a new whatever it may be. To positively reinforce the idea that in everything you're going to give it your all and you're not going to treat yourself negatively. We need to also have plans for dealing with setbacks and knowing that negativity will strike, because ultimately in life we maintain positivity, and that's how we should embrace every situation. We should look towards what could happen, the good outcomes, even despite how bad the situation may be. But understand that life is going to test us, and that is the way it ought to be. Know that things are going to happen, but have a game plan, somewhat, to decide how we're going to deal with this kind of thing when it happens. We can't control the words, the actions, the situations around us and that of other people. But what we can actually actively pay attention to is our responses, our reactions to those situations. So you may get things like negative comments from a particular person. How we can do or mitigate it from letting us fall into a spiral of negativity is that we identify what this is and why we go into that way and decide how we deal with those negative thoughts. We may need, you know, just to take a breather and acknowledge that, okay, you know what, our feelings are there, but reframe that negative reaction and remember your self-worth. That, okay, this person said this, that, and the other, but they perhaps don't know A, B, and C about me. They've never, you know, really understood me that well enough. And perhaps they're getting this impression because of this, and it's not necessarily who I am, or perhaps it's something that I could work on as well. Remember that we can't let ourselves be affected by these things. And it's not just about negative influences. It's about also if something were to happen. Now, you embrace the new version of yourself. You're thinking a bit more positively about yourself. You're holding yourself in some good esteem. Your self-confidence is picking up. And something now bad happens, something that you could not account for. Know that you couldn't account for it, but you're going to do your best to work through it. That with everything that you appreciate about yourself, those are the energies that you need to focus on overcoming whatever it may be that you are dealing with. Sometimes we may need to seek support from those around us. It could be in the form of some form of therapy, because these kinds of thoughts and spirals can put us into really dark spaces, and that's not where we want to be. Sometimes it could be the simpler support that we may need from a family member, from a friend perhaps. These are good places that we could also look into if we have the difficulty in dealing with these negative thoughts. Why? Because they'll be able to isolate where it comes from. Someone close to you may be able to realize that, okay, you're feeling this way because of A, B, and C, and you shouldn't because of this, that, and the other. We also have to positively affirm ourselves every day. Because if we have positive thoughts, they help us feel better. So we should repeat these kinds of things daily. It may seem awkward and a bit weird at first, but perhaps when you get up, you get done, look yourself in the mirror and say that I am this person. This is the individual that I am, and that I will respect, trust, and love myself, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me this, that, and the other, and done this, that, and the other for me, and this is how I'm going to view it. And if you affirm that constantly, you'll find yourself slipping up less and, you know, focusing on those negative things, understanding that everything is there and everything can be worked on, and that we can accomplish so much with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've also got to do things that make ourselves feel good. We don't make enough time for ourselves always. If we feel good physically, emotionally, and also spiritually, these are things that help us with a better life overall. We've got to do what we need to do, or what we want to do, that makes us feel good. It may require exercise, spending time in thought and prayer, anything that helps us feel positive. You've got to find the things that you enjoy doing. It could be taking a run. It could be just sitting in the garden. It could be just reading certain things. It could be discovering whatever it may be. You've got to find something that lights you up, and you've got to go out and do it. You've got to give yourself time for that, because if we just fall into routine and fall into cycle, we start dreading all of the responsibilities that we have without looking forward to anything that takes us a bit away from it or gives us a bit of a breather when the going does get tough. You've got to reflect on the efforts also and think about how, if we work on ourselves more and spending time finding that self-love, how we see it benefit just not ourselves, but also those around us. You'll notice that you perhaps have more energy and that you are able to present it to others as well. You'll be able to help people. You'll be able to give a little more of your time. You'll be able to see things from a different perspective. That's when you realize that some of the choices you make, you have some positive control over. And that in general, in life, the positive influence that we now bringing towards ourselves is something that we can use going ahead to motivate us to do more, to achieve more, to be there more for the people around us as well. We've got to understand that there are certain things that we need to do for ourselves before we bring ourselves down for every single thing. We've got to understand there are dangers in the lack of self-love or self-worth or self-appreciation, and that leads us to harmful choices. Because a lack of self-love, it often just equates to a lack of self-worth. So what we then do is the conscious or unconscious self-sabotage, and it just makes it difficult for us to advocate for our own basic needs. We start feeling like, no, we don't need to do this or the other. It leads to perhaps harmful dependencies on others for validation. If we don't get it, that leads us into a different spiral, into darkness altogether. It also, it prevents emotional healing to an extent that if things happen, we don't really deal with them correctly. We start blaming ourselves. We start looking for ways to just perhaps move away from it and not think of it that much or the other. We know that there are certain things that may have happened in the past that affect our view on how we look at ourselves. Things that we perhaps, negative messages we received in childhood, those are really serious things. And it's not just for us to realize as adults and look back, but also in the upbringing of children, understand that the things that they see, the things that they're exposed to or experiencing at the moment will affect them in the outcome as well later on in life. So as parents also, we need to be a bit more involved and be in touch with them to ensure that it doesn't perhaps happen to them as best as we can. We can support self-esteem in children. We can listen to them because it increases self-worth. Involving children in conversation is definitely something that increases their self-worth. And for us as adults as well, if you feel excluded from something, you feel as if they're okay, no one's asking me my opinion because they think like, I don't know what I'm talking about or whatever it may be. Children feel the same way as well. The less involved they feel in certain things, it affects their self-worth as well. And they should also have non-aggressive ways of stabilizing the feelings of self-worth instead of, reacting as they do with tantrums and this, that, and the other. This is something that we can mitigate as well and teach them how to do so correctly. And also when it comes to kids, we've got to offer the warmth, the affection, support, and respect as well. And make them feel worthy of love and acceptance that, you know, you can maybe getting them involved with things around the house. There's a tactful manner and approach to do that so that they feel more involved. They feel as if though they're not being ordered to do something, but rather they feel as if though they're contributing in some way or the other to the household. It could be something simple like washing the dishes, whatever it may be. But when we are doing these things, there is a manner and approach that we can use to make it positively reinforced. So they don't feel as if though they're just obeying orders and they're just, subservient somewhat to an extent, or, they're just there to listen and take orders, but rather they feel as if though now you are getting them to contribute positively to the household in whatever shape, measure or form that it may be, because this is something that increases their self-worth as well and make them feel as if they're okay, now I'm doing something good, I'm not just listening, and it's not that I'm just forced to do this, but rather it's that I'm expected to now, make a difference or make a change. I'm assisting in some way or the other. And know that the effects of outside comments will always be there. There'll always be some form of negativity. It can't be practiced in a bubble. We're not going to just live in our own bubble and drown out the thoughts of everyone else or the things that they say or all of the comments and potential negativity. But if we learn how to deal with it, whether it's from our family, whether it's from our friends, because it's not always done in bad stead. Sometimes it's just done perhaps in the heat of the moment, kind of thing. Sometimes it's done inadvertently. Sometimes it's done out of constructive criticism. We need to empower ourselves to let ourselves realize that this is going to be there. We look at it as a refining process and that we grow from the experiences that we have or from the things that we hear from the people around us as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in us a bit of the self-worth and self-love that we need so that it enables us to become better contributors to society. It enables us to achieve more, to do more, and ultimately to use it as a means for us, as a means of da'wah, as a means of showing people that the true nature of Islam is peace, of us being able to achieve more and raise the banner of Islam as well.